You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I kind of digressed in the first 30 minutes of the show, but it's important to talk about the lying and deception into all the illegal aliens and the crazy way they live in their countries, and that's the reason you don't want to live in those countries. And you bring people from those countries here. It took generation after generation after generation in Europe to develop basic civilization. And then it took generation after generation after generation to accelerate it and get where we are here in America today. And then you bring people in that have lived in dirt huts their whole lives, that the grocery store is any lizard or bird they can find. And I mean, again, I put the articles on screen. The crew found them. Destruction of wildlife and deforestation and erosion in Haiti. And you can see the photos, the videos. It's hellish. And then you bring these folks here and just dump them out on the road and give them $3,000 a month. That's just the federal money. And then $1,000 local, they're getting $4,000 they at least. They kick part of it back to the Democrats, so they buy a car. People sell them cars illegally. And they're all wearing nice clothes and they got cell phones. But they live in the cars, or they live in tents, or they, 10 of them, get a little house next door to you. And then it's on the news. Yeah, we had 10 chickens in our backyard because Springfield, Ohio's rural. It was only 50-something thousand people. Now it's 70-something thousand with the Haitians and more coming. And they're like, my chickens are all gone. My dog's gone. My cat's gone. Oh, what's in the front yard? Oh, there's a Haitian lady eating my cat. I mean, she didn't even take it home to cook it. And there's police reports where the neighbor looks out, can't find their cat. It's been gutted. It's hanging to... That was in the winter, that report. It's just hanging, and that's what you do here. My grandfather would shoot a deer, gut it, and it was really cold inside the deer camp building. Shack. Got photos of this when I was a little kid. When it would get cold enough, they'd leave them up for a day or so or 2 days hanging in the cold to cure the meat. Well, you just look out, there's your cat hanging out of a tree. Same thing. So they don't know any better. But they're signed up and they're going to be Democrat voters. But it gets worse. In Michigan, in New York, in Minnesota, I have newscasts where now suddenly they're playing call to prayer at massive decibels. I'm going to cover this next hour. The Islamic call to prayer. And by the 90s, you notice you never hear church bells anymore. Because the ACLU and the left and the atheists had massive funding to sue and say, that's religious. We don't like knowing what time of day it is. Oh, it's 1 o'clock. Bong. It's 2 o'clock. Bong, bong. It's 3 o'clock. Bong, bong, bong. It's noon. Bong, bong, bong. Notice, if you're old enough, remember when you were a kid? Even in Dallas, I didn't live in the middle of Dallas, but I lived on the edge of it. I mean, you'd hear, bong, hear the church. You don't hear church bells because that's a religious thing, and you don't want to push your religion on people. But now if you're in New York or wherever, you hear the 20 blocks away. I mean, they blast it as loud as possible. The left loves that because it's not Christianity. So I got that. But that's that issue. I need to get into the debate tonight and what I think is going to happen or the different things that are going to happen. I need to open the phones up, take your calls. I need to get into all these mainstream corporate headlines being paid for saying, oh, organic food causes cancer. Healthy food's what's bad. That's why everybody's getting cancer. Not the poison shots. Processed foods are good for you. That's the new headlines. I mean, these people are sick. Also, we're going to be getting into a lot of election fraud news. Of course, always one-sided, where the Democrats are being indicted, they're being convicted, they're being caught everywhere, all over the country, from Texas to Michigan to Ohio to Pennsylvania to Georgia, but then there's still the headlines. There's no fraud. Anybody that questions an election is a scammer. The number one sign of a free open election is people watching and looking for it. But if you're not supposed to. And on top of that, Republicans with their SAVE Act has run into trouble on citizenship voter ID bill. So the Republicans can't even get together. Speaker Johnson can't even get it done to put it to a vote to make you have an ID to vote. And then we've got new footage of election officials openly telling people how to steal the election. And then we've got that's in Dallas County, Texas. The election worker publicly, they don't even hide this stuff. And that ties into a new James O'Keefe video, O'Keefe Media Group, where a Google executive admits they totally skew things for the Democrats. Not just with how they advertise or what they push when you search something or what you see, but in the money that's spent. And they're also matter of fact, kind of like last week, you got the UN like, yeah, we're a total fraud. We don't do anything good. We're total tyranny. Yeah. And then this week, oh, yeah. Google, we're just, stealing the election best we can. And then also last week, oh, yeah, the head spokesperson, not the spokesperson, the head of public affairs for the most important branch of the DOJ in the country, the Southern District of New York, saying, yeah, it's totally political. It's all a giant scam. He's totally innocent. It's blowing up in our face. It's a disaster. They change the charges as they go. Double jeopardy. He's totally innocent. Politically motivated. It's just all there. And they know it. That's what's crazy about it. Is you sit there and you're like, wait, this trial, I'm already found guilty, and it's a movie set, and the judges are following scripts, and you say it to them, they go, they laugh at you, like, yeah, you didn't know? I was naive 25, 26 years ago. I thought I was awake. And they had a smart growth sustainability conference put on by the mayor, Kirk Watson, at the new Austin Convention Center at the time. And I go down there. I got a camera, and I interviewed Michael Dell and others. The footage is there somewhere. We got to find it. And I'm watching these conferences, and there's former Dallas Cowboys and all these wealthy people there. And I'd walk up to them, and I'd say, I just watched that conference. I'd say to like the Dallas mayor or whatever. There'd be a Dallas Cowboy sitting there with them talking. I just remember that particular Dallas Cowboy. I'm like, hey, you guys just admitted you're taking all this farmland west of Austin and east of Austin and south of Austin in the county, and you're giving farmers and ranchers pennies on the dollar, and that you're saying it's going to be an environmental zone, but you admit within 10 years you'll turn around and sell it, and the mayor has a bank, later became a state rep, and he's running it through his bank. This is illegal. You're taking the property to then, through eminent domain, to then develop it later. And literally the Dallas Cowboy goes, get out of my way. Of course we are, you dumb. They were laughing at me like, of course we are. They were so arrogant back then because it was only really corporate media. I was on Access TV and had a local radio show. I guess by then it was starting to get syndicated. But back then they thought they had it all done. Agenda 21, everything. That was like 1998 or something. And I'm like, wait, so it's criminal. I knew the people on stage were criminal. They had like the Rockefeller Foundation, the Audubon Society, all those guys that, you're going to die? Give us your land for an environmental zone. And then as soon as you're dead, they sell it. That's all this is, folks. It's like the head of the World Wildlife Fund, Prince Bernhardt, had to step down in the 80s because he was caught in Kenya and a bunch of other countries where they'd taken hundreds of millions of acres total, but corridors of hundreds of thousands. He was caught in multiple African countries running secret hunts and selling the rhino horns and everything. And then it was the World Wildlife Fund that was actually the biggest poacher in Africa. So, like, take the Red Cross. You volunteer for a hurricane, you're great, give money to it. It's a great organization down low, but the original intelligence agencies, going back to the Hospitallers in the Crusades, that's where the term hospital comes from, is a crusading group of knights that also did medical care, the Hospitallers. And this is in the mainline history books that That's where the Red Cross comes from, is the Hospitallers, and also the Knights Templars were closely associated with it. And today, the Red Crescent with the Muslims and the Hospitallers and the Red Cross is the oldest continually operating intelligence agency in the world. And that's, I mean, you'll hear about how missionaries and doctors on foreign missions are usually intelligence agency. I mean, half of them probably are on average. I mean, that's because they're there, they're trusted, they're watching, they're getting intel, they can do other missions, kill people, whatever you need them done. That's the government favorite type of assassin is actually a physician. Large corps of physician assassins are already in place in hospitals and things, can kill you when they need to, they get the order. And it was the Red Cross from the police and firefighters I talked to on 9/11 that they heard the countdown to blow up Building 7, and the feds that were in on it, not the rest of the feds, were using the Red Cross channels to run the demolition of all three towers. And the cops that were actually getting on that channel were hearing them talking code and stuff, but then heard the countdown and saw Building 7 blow up. I've got PBS when the countdown happened. Hey, we're getting the countdown. Get back. They're going to blow it up. Get back. And we later found the cops on there that are saying that, had them on the show. They're like, yeah, we heard the countdown. It was the Red Cross. So you'd never think of the Red Cross blowing up Building 7, or at least being in control of it. You're like, oh, that's the Red Cross. Nice guys over there. It's like the heart of the Crusaders. It's a military operation, but it's like, oh, we're the Red Cross. We're here to help you, hospital. We're your doctors. Yeah. So see, that's why they use women now to be all the corporate chiefs that take your rights and sell body parts. And we're just keeping the babies alive. I'm a woman. It's non-threatening. Oh, it's a hospital. Oh, it's a woman. Oh, it's non-threatening. Because if you're wearing a black uniform with a skull on the cap like a Nazi, you're like, oh, that's the bad guy. And they were like, hey, on guard, we're openly going to come after you. So we're wearing black, we're wearing skulls, we're going to kill you. They decided to kind of be out in the open with it. But that's not the way it all works, folks. So we've got that we're going to be getting into. And I just want to open the phones up at the start of the next hour on the debate tonight. What are you expecting? What tricks do you think she'll use? I've got a bunch of examples. I'm going to go over my predictions. And I'll go ahead and kind of state those now. No, I've got a lot of notes here. I'll do that when we start the next hour, then I'll go to your calls. But in the meantime, the first thing I want to get to now is this. This is such a great thing that's happened. I've talked a lot about this, that Trump needs to come out and not just say they stood down, but that they clearly were helping crooks. He was being protected. They pulled the security off. They didn't allow communication with local police and the Secret Service. CNN covered that speech and hadn't done it in a year before. They were intending to have the head shot and blow Trump's head off that day. And at first, they didn't even say he'd been shot. They said, oh, he just fell down for about 8 hours. And we've already gone over that, but you know the background. You know what went on. 96 minutes walking around, rangefinder, bag, bike. The police saying, stop him. Interview him. No, we're not going to. He's on the roof. Hayes on the roof. Stop him. 26 minutes on the roof with a gun for 6-7 minutes. People running by the hundreds pointing. Secret Service then lied and say they shot him. It was the local police shot him. That's all been confirmed, but back of the news in congressional testimony, things like that. So they stood down. They tried to get Trump killed. I'm not saying all the Secret Service were in on it, but definitely the ones that stood down. I mean, we need to be in front of Congress, the sniper. Okay, we heard you shot crooks, but now we learn it's the police. Who was on the radio? Who was on your cell phone telling you not to take the shot when he's up there for 6 minutes with a gun, climbing around and then pointing it at Trump? And Trump said, if I'd have been told there was a security risk, I wouldn't have gone out then. So now Melania has come out and said that basically it was an assassination attempt and that she calls for the truth. Yes! Let's also get her saying the Lord's Prayer. I was going to play that last week, but I never got to it, the full version. So she understands they're trying to kill her husband. The media tries to spin it like she's not supportive, that she doesn't go on the campaign trail. She's never been a big part of the campaign trail. She takes care of the family. She takes care of Mar-a-Lago. She takes care of the businesses. She is Trump's main confidant. They are like peas in a pod. And she's totally loyal. But when it's key to support her husband at inaugurations or things like that, or the RNC, she's, you know, things like that, she's supportive. But here she is when it counts. Boom. Why didn't law enforcement arrest the shooter before the speech? Melania Trump releases powerful video on the attempted assassination of her husband. Here it is.
The attempt to end my husband's life was a horrible, distressing experience. Now, the silence around it feels heavy. I can't help but wonder, why didn't law enforcement officials arrest the shooter before the speech? There is definitely more to this story, and we need to uncover the truth.
All right. Yeah, Trump needs to come right out and say they got 325,000 admitted children, upwards of a million estimated that are missing, many in sex slavery, masses in slave labor, and Kamala did it. She was the border czar. When she tries to moralize and say he's bad, she's going to hit him with, you keep women from having abortions when they've been raped. She's going to hit him with a bunch of other crap. One-liners. The media will declare her the winner even if she didn't show up. You got Pelosi saying Trump won't show up, which is total crap. Everything they're worried about with her, they say Trump's doing. I'll get into it more next hour. But Trump absolutely needs to get hardcore. He's already doing it. And explain the deep state's criminal. He's going to prosecute it because they have to be prosecuted. It's not vengeance. It's not violence. They've done it. They started it. And so they're like, oh, my God, everyone's scared. He's going to arrest them. Well, have you committed a crime? Yeah. We can't leave the deep state in there and then put Trump in there and then they all attack him and continue to attack us. Look at everybody they've put in jail. Look at how they tried to outlaw questioning an election. Look at all the human trafficking. He's got to hit the human trafficking. He's got to promise to end this potential for World War III in Ukraine. He's got to push a peace deal in the Middle East, which he says he'll do, which he was already successful. But he's got to expose the human trafficking and the sex slavery. He's got to come out about them trying to assassinate him more and keep that in the news so people remember that, because that gave him a super surge. But Trump, you know, thinks it's tough to not bring up stuff and just kind of bull through it. He talked about it a little bit, said he believed in God. He thanks God for saving him. And he did it for a couple of weeks, but now he barely talks about it. And now he needs to say, we already basically know there was a stand down. Clearly, a lot of people want me dead. The Democrats have turned the rhetoric up saying they want me dead. And a lot of them celebrated when this guy tried to kill me. So where there's smoke, there's fire. When I get in, there's going to be an investigation of not just my attempted assassination, but the attempted assassination of Reagan, RFK, and JFK, and Martin Luther King. And make it all about that, which he's done some. And he's come out and said he'll sign an executive order and ban government censorship and collusion and fire people that do it. Great. But keep hammering it and hammering it and keep bringing it up. Don't just talk about it once or twice. Hammer the open border human trafficking. When you talk about the border, the human trafficking and the crime wave, keep hammering. Talk about the attempted assassination, the stand down, and how the cover up, and they've clammed up and lied about everything that they did say. Everything the Secret Service deputy director and director said was lies, and he was the one that turns out ran the thing. Ronald Rowe needs to be investigated. And yeah, let the bureaucracy know we're done with you. You've already hurt us. You've come after us. You've killed hundreds of thousands of us with fentanyl and your poison shots. It was Biden tried to make the shots forced to try to keep the lockdowns going. Trump tried to end them. And he's far from perfect, but Biden's 100% guilty and Trump's 10% guilty. And I know Trump and I know what he was thinking. I know they lied to him. And so I'll hold my nose on that, because the alternative is total destruction. There will never be another free or fair election in our lifetimes without violent revolution, which I don't want, if they're able to steal this election. They're going to sew up the fraud like Venezuela and so many other tyrannies. And all the mainline analysts agree with that, and so does Trump. So that's all coming up. But great job to Melania, just saying it like it is. Deliberate stand down. Tried to kill my husband. We know you did it. She needs to go all the way. Because everybody I talk to, even liberals, they go, of course they tried to kill him. You've seen the liberals all over the news. In fact, pull up some of those people. Bunch of women, bunch of men. Yeah, I'm pissed off they didn't get him. But more will come. I can't wait till he's dead. I'd give somebody money to kill Trump. Remember those quotes? And all their TV shows and movies and Snoop Dogg and Let's Kill Trump and all the people on national news saying, you know, somebody's going to kill this guy. Deep state's going to kill this guy. Former CIA deputy head that actually ran foreign assassinations. It's on CNN saying, we're going to kill this guy. The intelligence agencies have six ways of Sundays to get at you. Chucky Schumer. They feel insulated. They feel invincible. That's why we have tyranny. They're arrogant, but not so much anymore. That's good. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence, America's third president. Can't read his quotes enough. What a genius. All right. I'm going to open the phones up early next hour. I'll give out the number at that time. We'll go ahead and fire the phone system up now. I'll give the number out in a moment. And I'm going to do it again. I'm going to take a lot of calls today. So in the first hour of calls, in the second hour, it is first-time callers. But then after we load the phones up, that'll just take a few minutes. Then when you hear a caller hang up, anybody can call. But I want to give first-timers again a chance. The show's so big. They've tried and tried and tried, never gone on. First-time callers coming up. I'll give the number out right when we start the next hour. All right, I'm going to break. I'm going to be very, very clear with everybody because I've been clear about this. We have game-changing, incredible products, whether it's water filtration, air filtration, the very best, lowest prices, so important. All the stuff going on in society. We have the best durable foods, the lowest prices. We have great T-shirts, limited supply, limited edition. We have great books, great films, but really amazing supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's how we fund this operation. Everybody going into the winter, particularly the fall and winter, needs to be on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. You need to be on our 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc that is the dominator for your immune system and overall health. And it's amazing. And that's discounted 40%. And that's got to end soon. The sales got to end soon because we're close to selling out of the vitamin C. We're also very, very close to selling out a lot of the products. Nitric Boost is 40% off. That sale's going to end soon. It's got all these known natural compounds that increase nitric oxide in the blood that opens up and cleans out your blood and arteries and veins and capillaries and takes the toxins out. It has a lot of other great effects as well. For your libido and stamina and energy, Nitric Boost from InfoWars MD, the full spectrum CBD gummies, and full spectrum 1,000 milligram tincture. We sell it for $40 less than the exact same people we buy it from that are a top company. People are paying $120 all day for a 1,000 milligram bottle of tincture, and it costs them like $20-$30 to produce, but there's a huge markup. We don't do it. At 60 something bucks, you cannot beat the deal on our liquid tincture CBD full spectrum. It's private label from one of the top groups in the country. Libido RX is amazing. Superfood Greens is amazing. We have Turmeric 95 because sometimes Body sells out, but InfoWars MD, we have a great supplier. It doesn't most of the time. It's got the same 95% curcuminoid, a little bit different other ingredients, so it's apples and oranges. But the turmeric is the same thing. InfoWars MD line. At InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then my dad's company, DrJonesNaturals.com. And I know 60% of the great products are sold out and people are frustrated. My dad's taking all the money he's got and he's reordered 10 of the products that'll be in, some in about 3 weeks, some in about a month and a half, and some in 2 months. Like Turbo Force will be in 6 weeks. And I know that's super popular. So a lot of stuff that's not available at InfoWarsStore.com is now available at DrJonesNaturals.com. But the stuff that's there is great. Foundational Energy, Next Level Foundational Energy, is about to sell out. It is not like any other stimulant out there because it's not a stimulant. It's concentrated organic methylfolate, the breakdown of and the concentrate of folic acid with 100% absorption by the cells, blasts them out, cleans them out, re-energizes them, and so at the base level, it just boosts all your energy, and it feels like you've had 3 cups of coffee, 4 cups of coffee, but with no jitters and no weirdness and no irritability. It is, well, I don't know. If I take the full dose, I get a little wild. I mean, I'm on it right now. I'm Captain King Kong right now. I'm finally taking all the supplements. Sometimes I forget to take them for a few months, and you notice I'm back on it all right now for about 5 weeks. So Next Level Foundational Energy, drjonesnaturals.com, all the NanoSilver products, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain, the Rocket Rest is an incredible natural sleep aid. They're all top of the line. Thank you for your support. It's key to our operation. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. You really need these products. drjonesnaturals.com. Hour number two straight ahead.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.